We are reading in the Bala Sulam writings from the Shamati articles, article number 3, the matter of spiritual attainment. Questions can be asked on Kav TV. And questions will be asked. The upper light is found on the attained and the attainer, and everything that is
which is a renewed part, which is a part of the collective, and the object after having attained something about it according to one's attainment. Hence, reality in general is divided into three discernments with respect to spiritual attainment.
A simple unity, and there is no change in godliness. This is the meaning of the Lord, do not change. There are no sefirot and bechinot in the godliness. Even the most subtle appellations do not refer to the light itself. And this is the discernment of Atzmuto, where there is no attainment. Rather, all the sefirot and the discernment speak only of what a person attains in himself. This is because the Creator wanted us to attain and understand the abundance as His desire to do good to His creations. In order for us to attain what He had wanted us to attain and understand as His desire to do good to His creations, He created and imparted us with these senses, and these senses attain their impressions of the upper light. Accordingly, we have been given many discernments, since the general sense is called the will to receive, and it is divided into many details according to the measure that the receivers are able to receive. Thus we find many divisions in detail called ascents and descents, expansion and departure, etc. Since the will to receive is called creature, and a new discernment, the utterance, begins precisely from the place where the will to receive begins to receive impressions, the speech is discernment, parts of impressions, for here there is already a correlation between the light and the will to receive. This is called light and kli. However, there is no utterance in the light without a kli, since a light that is not attained by the receiver is considered atzmuto, where the utterance is forbidden since it is unattainable. And how can we name what we do not attain? For this we learn that when we pray for the Creator to send us salvation, cure, and so on, there are two things we should distinguish. One is the Creator. Two, that which extends from Him. In the first discernment, considered atzmuto, the utterance is forbidden, as we have said above. In the second discernment, that which extends from Him, which is considered the light that extends into our kilim, meaning into our will to receive, that is what we call Ein Sof. This is the connection of the Creator with the creatures, being His desire to do good to His creations. The will to receive is regarded as the expanding light that finally reaches the will to receive. When the will to receive receives the expanding light, is then called Ein Sof. It comes to the receivers through many covers so that the lower one will be able to receive them. It turns out that all the discernments and the changes are made specifically in the receiver, with relation to how the receiver is impressed by them. However, we must discern the matter we are speaking of. When we speak of discernments in the world, these are potential discernments. And when the receiver attains these discernments, they are called actual. Spiritual attainment is when the attaining and the attained come together. As without an attaining, there is no form to the attained, since there is no one to obtain the form of the attained. Hence, this discernment is considered atzmuto, where there is no room for any utterance. Therefore, how can we say that the attained has its own form? We can only speak from where our senses are impressed by the expanding light, which is his desire to do good to his creations, which comes into the hands of the receivers in actual fact. Similarly, when we examine a table, our sense of touch feels it as something hard. We also discern its length and width, all according to our senses. However, that does not necessitate that the table will appear so to one who has other senses. For example, in the eyes of an angel, when it examines the table, it will see it according to its senses. Hence, we cannot determine any form with regard to an angel, since we do not know its senses. Thus, since we have no attainment in the Creator, we cannot say which form the words have from his perspective. We only attain the worlds according to our senses and sensations, as it was his will for us to attain him so. This is the meaning of there is no change in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the kelim, meaning in our senses. We measure everything according to our imagination. From this it follows that if many people examine one spiritual thing, each will attain according to his imagination and senses, therefore seeing a different form. In addition, the form itself will change in a person according to his ups and downs. As we have said above, the light is simple light, and all the changes are only in the receivers. May we be granted with his light and follow in the ways of the Creator and serve him not in order to be rewarded, but to give contentment to the Creator and raise divinity from the dust. May we be granted adhesion with the Creator and the revelation of his godliness to his creatures.
Now what we're studying in the eighth part of Tess, that we have Mochin, and the origin of Mochin is the Arich Anpin, and from Arich Anpin and on it's En Sof, the Mochin themselves, which are Abba and Ima, and the receivers of Mochin, which are Zon. Only these three components we define that in creation there are only these three components, and correspondingly we learn how to rise back to our origin. There is the Creator, there is the creature, and there is what connects between them. What has to do with the Creator is a constant. What has to do with his relation to the creature is also a constant, meaning I have not changed my Havaya, the form of bestowal, and the intensity of the bestowal, which is good that does good to the good and the bad, and the creature, the way he unfolds himself and adapts himself in quantity and quality, the way he adapts himself to the abundance, adjusts himself to it, accordingly he receives it. Either he is opposite to that quality, or he is adjusted to it and correspondingly feels himself good or bad. And this feeling, which the Creator has created within the will to receive, where one feels suffering or pleasure, he can receive. and he can feel. These are two different things, but he has created this feeling in order to help us aim ourselves so that the feeling itself is a very good tool for tuning, aiming ourselves at the goal. Like we know with our body, if some part, if we feel pain someplace, it's good, because it means that we have to treat that place. And if we wouldn't have felt, if we don't feel pain there, then we would have neglected it and caused harm. Yes.
I have a question about when I come to the group. I know very well that the first condition that I operate within is annulment. I need from this place to start. I first have to start with this part, with this place. When I leave the group, for the most part, I don't succeed in coming to the right handling. I'm constantly feeling from a certain resistance from the environment. Like if I'm not balanced there. If you can direct us a little bit more how to get along in the external environment.
Look, there is the external environment. Big, really horrible humanity. And inside it, there is our smaller environment, group. If I'm in the group, even though there is an environment here, and they're influencing me, but somehow in the group we're trying to kind of neutralize any external influence. It's like Noah's Ark. We build it for ourselves and we're kept there from the water of the flood that is constantly going on here. And we, inside. When you come out from under the influence of the group, you as if leave it. And you're here, someplace. I can depict it inside the vessels, but it doesn't matter. And then you're under the influence of the environment, and that's how everyone else is as well. The question is, how can we keep ourselves in a group even though that we're not in the range of hearing, seeing, and so on? So what do you think? I know that people are constantly walking around with this thing and pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. All the time. They have a way to be connected. So you can be connected through this device, mobile or so on. What is it for? It's in order for us to be interconnected. Besides that, this group has an antenna you can even call there with your device, and to be connected, to get different things from there. There's our music there. There are plenty of things. Besides that, you have this kind of a device called an MP3 player. You plug it into your ear, and it also keeps you connected. Besides, I see that there are people like Neve that they're writing all the time. What does he do with it afterwards? I have no idea. But writing all the time. He has pages and he's writing all the time. He's taking out of his pocket. He's probably writing, I don't know, his biography or something. You have so many means to be connected. And but the main thing is that there is the brain here, and here you have the desire. Two things. So you can be directly connected from the mind of the group into your own mind, this way. To be connected that way. If you wish it, if you decide on it, and if you're persistent about it.
I want maybe to add a little bit more to the question. Many times we come to external contact for the sake of dissemination. And there, every time I feel that my reign needs to be, I have to really hold myself back. You talked about the Mochin of Archangel Ampin, for example. It all of a sudden jumped in my mind. We're going out there, we're also receiving so much mind and feeling, but when we're outside, we need to really hold back much more. We need to muzzle ourselves, and otherwise there's a resistance.
You're being played with. Just know one thing. There's no external, internal, this world, the next world. When I'm here in Jabotinsky 112, or I come out into Jabotinsky Street, or wherever I am, I'm constantly being played with. The scenery is changed all the time, like in a theater. And I have to all the time as if be in a different life, to play. Play accordingly. No, go ahead.
I'm asking, how do we bestow correctly outside? Because more and more we're coming into contact with the external audiences.
So
how do we influence properly out there? How do we bestow properly out there?
I don't know. When I was a student, I used to work when I started studying Kabbalah. First, I worked in the army. Then I worked in the clinic. You know, there were 12 doctors, plenty of people, lots of problems. And I was in different states. I don't think... I understand that it is a problem. I understand, but a person is not let... He isn't put through more than he can take. You're being elevated, raised in sanctity and not lowered. That there is a desire to give you a lesson that you didn't prepare yourself well enough and therefore you have disconnected, then you should learn from there and prepare yourself better. I remember I was looking in different stores for the to have the smaller and smaller Sony, you know, to have it in my pocket. Back then, you know, they were this big. It was in the 80s. There was nothing small to record, you know. And that's how it is. But the lesson that I heard in the morning and I recorded, later on I heard it twice again during the day.
I'm not asking from that direction. I'm asking if there's a certain annulment outside.
Outside?
There's a certain place where if I have a discussion with a person, there's a certain muzzling that I need to do. If I cross that boundary, I feel the restriction. Am I passing something more internally outside?
You have to participate more in our workshops, to be taught gradually how to become an actor, to be included of two layers, internal and external.
Can you talk a little bit about this? What is this inner and outer layer? Can you explain a little bit about this?
I'm talking to you now, and I'm doing everything that I have, everything that you need. Do you listen, answer, and besides that, inside me there's my inner life, and you have to be that way. You have to have these two together all the time. It's not that I leave my previous or inner form, but on it I also dress the external form. It's easier to describe it with children. When I play with the child, when I talk to him, I'm still a grown-up with a grown-up's problems and so on. It's easier with a kid because it's there's a difference between the 2 degrees. If it's with other people, then there it's less. But we see that's how it is. Politicians, they play that all the time. This game is very important. Therefore, we learn these elements on the workshop, how to laugh and cry and suddenly change the external attitude from one to another, from a thing in its opposite. It's very important. We have to accept all things as a game. That's all there is to it. Really a game.
So if I have maybe one more request, that one of the workshops on Sunday will be focused on how we act properly outside. Because I think that for the group that I'm including in, it's lacking the right passage, because we're being more and more in dissemination with people, and I feel that for myself that I'm missing this direction.
We're very well. Where is Chup? Chup? Write it down. How do we act on the outside? A member of the group, he plays on the outside. Maybe if in different scenes, in different places. Yes.
I'm really connecting to what the friend is talking about. We're in the Arava, we live in Moshavs and on certain settlements there. And we have friends that are in the group there, and we go out and we're still meeting with them on a daily basis. We have a daily dilemma about this, but also about the matter of why not take this body that we're seeing on the daily basis and to take from it this and enter it to our goal and connect right to this. We're doing that too, but we need to be very careful. If you, how should I say this? If you are strong enough in order to not go down to cursing the Creator, that first of all you need to be connected to Him, and then you can go lower to them in order to help them. If you have no connection with Him, if you're not learning that He's behind you, then how will you come to this? Because then it's come to Pharaoh. You need to truly come with Him. If there's no confidence, you're not allowed to do this. So you'll start being like them. They'll do that. Just like the friend is saying, I'm going out to the street, I'm already with the thoughts of the street. You don't need to be in those thoughts. You need to be in those two layers, or only just in the group. I go out to the street, and I don't even see the street. My concerns remain always in the group. Like a mother that has a baby at home, it's sick, and she has to go out to work. She has no choice. That's it. So she is constantly thinking about him. It's as if she never left the home. So we need to depict it. Are you hearing this? We need to give them all sorts of examples, all sorts of... Well, exercises, true exercises, situations, so that they will feel And especially, this is not simple. To be included with this, with outside in the street, I'm not recommending for anyone to do this. Someone who comes to the group, he's not just impressed on the group so much that, oh, wow, I discovered a new world. Oh, wow, wow, where's this and where's that? Where's all these other nonsense? I'm only in this. Yeah. How much time is he only like that? Why? Why are they doing this? In order to connect him, to bind him. But later, when you are let loose, only to the degree that he can connect himself to himself. If it already happens that he's not binding, like what's happening with him, where he's going out to the street and is disconnecting from the group, then it's already no good. That's already no good. This pipeline must remain. This it's like the umbilical cord. It must. It's really truly like that. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. World Kli. Since I started studying the World Kli factor, I have a deep concern, and I'd like to ask you, Rav. First of all, the workshops and the group. I understand that everything that is projected in my mind, and this is also what you said earlier, that actually all that I see outside of me, it's according to my Rishimot, it's things that the Creator projects inside of me, and I see it as if it's outside of me. Now, in the group, I succeed, together with the friends, sometimes to transcend, to connect more, connect less. Sometimes my feelings change from feelings of a bit of rejection and anger down to love.
Going down to a regular... write this down also. You're doing this also as an exercise. Okay. Are you going out to the game and are you within this game? It's very important.
We're trying.
Because just like that, I'm looking at his face and I'm saying, oh, Victor, I love you. You know how much. Oh, I will eat you up. From as much as I love you. Or am I truly creating here a connection that the Creator will be revealed in within us and only in this all the time? This is very important. This is the difference. Well,
okay, so now I suddenly start discovering, sounds absurd, and I'd like you to sharpen this just a bit. Now, with the help of the technology with which I see the friends from the world, at least sometimes I connect more to the friends through the screens than how I can do it in the group, or simply feel that they're parts of my desire.
No, it's easier for you to hide.
So if you can explain.
So what do you want to say?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this issue because it seems as a paradox.
Everyone's like that. Why is everyone running to these electronical devices? Because no one wants to see others' faces. It's too close.
So what's the use of the electronical devices that's supposed to bring us closer?
There's in every single thing, there's good and bad, depending on how you use it. Like I drew it. Where's that picture? Hello? You see? How many devices do you have? You have MPEG or MP3? You have to write down things. You have a phone. And you have a computer. Is there anything else? Smartphone, iPod, Schmipod, all the things. Everything you want.
But there is something.
You have from heart to heart. From whatever I drew here, in this red thing, which connects in your mind to mind.
Okay, what I'm trying to say, maybe I didn't explain it good enough. In Peter, suppose, I have Kostya and Alex, and Alex in Moscow, and Pasha, Dimitri in Kaliningrad. I feel them as if they're my friends, as if they're with me in the group. They're part of me.
See, they're waving hello to you now.
No, they're shy. So maybe this is something that we can clarify, that it's like reaching a state where there's a desire to connect or understanding that it's a part of my desire that's in different places, and how do I have to bridge that, meaning the physical group and the faraway friends?
What difference? I don't understand.
So what, as if distance doesn't exist, that's how I should relate to it?
Yeah.
It so how
exist?
Do I,
sure.
Okay, so how do I connect that desire to myself?
If you will correct your attitude towards them, you will feel them without any screens and computers and communication lines. You'll have lines in one heart.
But it brings them closer to me by seeing them.
For the time being, you have means to get them closer to you, but these are means. You need to try and feel them heart to heart. What does it mean to be one man in one heart? It's that there's no distance, and it truly doesn't exist. There is no distance in spirituality. There is no distance. It's all in one kli, in one vessel. What distance can there be?
You're telling me that I have to depict, even with closed eyes,
especially with your closed eyes, so that no one bother you, so you'll feel that everyone is in one feeling, one mind, everything is one.
So how does it go along with what we read here about Prina Bet, that from there comes speech?
To the degree in which we don't reach the adhesion to one heart, when we don't reach that, then with us it divides too. The mochin, receivers in the mochin, and who receives it. And if we do that, then we rise to Arichanpin, and that's their correction, and they connect together in the source of mochin.
But you said that there should be phases.
Okay, so in the middle. So first of all, we're raised and raised and raised from Biyah to Atzilut, all the shattered parts. They're all gathered in Malchut Atzilut. Therefore, it's called the Knesset of Israel. It gathers all of Israel, all those who yearn upwards. And when they reach this Malchut and become the Shekhinah, then there is the coupling of the light and the creator, and from the force of this coupling, they rise all and rise and rise all the way till they come to Arichanpin, to the final correction, and that's the end.
Final question: how do I use the different media devices in order to help me advance and not to turn it into an additional screen between me and that desire that's overseas, which I see in front of me?
First of all, believe that all that humanity discovered, just as we spoke, it discovered from the method of Kabbalah, from the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it's all being revealed and exists, and for everything that has a need towards the correction, it's all there for the need of the correction. So you just use it in the right way. Look how we're using all these different devices. Well, the TV channel, the internet lines, all of our technology here, and for each and every one, of course, because we want to truly be as connected as possible with connections, but truly to reach a heart connection.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Please, you back in the back.
What Bala Sulam tells us through the Rabash now, this is at least how I felt this, I can't rely on my kelim, on my feeling. During the lesson and the group, their feelings, their thoughts, and actually maybe it's possible that everything's subjective. With respect to the objective truth, and I don't see reality the way it is. But on the other hand, if I try to go a bit beyond that, I can fall into imagination, a lifeful imagination. So the question is, how do you follow the line, the thin line between them, not falling into imaginations on the one side or on the other?
First of all, In your picture, you're saying, on one hand, I'm going in the right way. On the other side, it's the wrong way. How will I know where it's right or wrong? No matter where you turn, you'll go wrong. So first of all, calm down. Already, you're lost already. No matter what you do. But what can you do? Like a drop of semen in the womb, to adhere to the group. There's no other choice. If you're adhered, if you cleave on, it is certain that you are developing with nature. You don't need to do anything else. Nothing. Then nature, the creator, is operating on you and developing you. This is, first of all, in every situation, just know that these states exist in the highest degrees of Rabbi Shimon there and beyond, and Abraham and so forth. All the degrees you have, Ibu, Yenika, and Mochin, that you don't know what to do, you're entering the next degree. You have the degree 124. You're entering the degree of 125, the last one. After that, already the final correction, we don't even know what's there. You're entering the last degree. You're entering in the canceling. And what are you canceling here? What are you annulling here? After all, I mean, the whole Malchut and Sof, the shattered Malchut and Sof, is being revealed to you. For when we ascend, you don't understand, maybe. Whoever is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. Today, 10 grams of ounces of evil were revealed to me. Tomorrow, the 10 ounces plus an extra 10 ounces that I had previously. But the first 10 ounces, when they were revealed, there was a little bit. Today, it's like really coming to me. First nefesh, and then ruach, and neshama, and chaya, and yechida. Even though yesterday I corrected it, today I'm revealing it even more corrupted. On the third day, I corrected the evil of the first day and out of the second day. Now on the third day, the new evil is revealed. And the evil of yesterday that I corrected is being revealed to be even more flawed. And the one of the first one is doubly being revealed as evil. Even though it's on the third day, it's a party, it's happy, even more and more. And this way, more and more, just understand what it means to be in an ascent. What do we do? How can you even do with something with this? Like this. You understand? You adhere to the group.
The truth is, I don't exactly understand what does it mean to be this way or cleave onto the group.
Like this, it means I have no desires, no thoughts. I'm like a fetus.
Simply disregard the thoughts or say what?
I am using their mind and their feeling.
And how do I connect to their mind and feeling?
From annulling myself.
But how do I annul myself?
To annul myself means I don't have feelings, I don't have a mind. I just want to cleave onto them, adhere to them. What is there? What measure of attitude towards the Creator, to the goal, to life, to the Spirit? I want to be in this. I want this to define for me my attitude towards everything. You're starting to float like in a womb this way, like in the water that's there, the chasadim. You start floating there. I'm telling you, just a little bit of feeling, it will open, and you'll start feeling that it's there. The friends may not feel this at all. They may not even know this at all. They don't have these questions. They didn't reach that yet, maybe. And you will feel it. Because we're in the world of Ein Sof. There is no change. Only it's concealed from us. In your sensitivity in this approach, reveal. You're revealing now those degrees. You don't need to wait for anyone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so if the light is in complete rest and I did not change my avaya, and everyone's thinking here about spirituality, how is it then that each one of us perceives spirituality differently? And I understand that this is according to my own kelim, but is it possible that everyone will feel spirituality in some different kind of a sense, meaning that we'll all talk about the same, that it's like the same pattern? Because for someone, spirituality is sitting on some mountaintop in India. Someone else thinks that it's chanting or whatever, and someone else thinks that it's in the group.
If everyone comes to the same defining of it, yeah, certainly. But each will discover it from his point in the heart and will reveal it in his fashion. Just like their faces are not equal, also their souls are not equal. Yes, but they will all, that his heart will joy our hearts, and with different flavors to each and every one of us. And this is revealed in every, even the smallest degree, already the difference, the differentiation. That's why it's written, educate a child according to his ways. Well, let him ask. Otherwise,
it's a question about the article. What operates the kelim before the revelation of providence?
I didn't understand.
Before a person passes on to the spiritual world, what characterizes the kelim?
Rishimot? Each one has his Rishimot?
No, I mean, Rav spoke about a feeling where a person feels himself in this outer body experience. So what happens before that happens to him, and what happens after he achieves?
What we're feeling inside ourselves is we're feeling what our body receives, what it absorbs. The system, which is called goof, body, which I feel it, this flesh, which receives certain things, it accepts certain things. What we acquire the ability to feel beyond our body, outside our body. Outside is all this inanimate vegetative and animal, which is outside of me, that I start feeling them. Or myself, or them. Why or? What's more important? This is what you feel. Meaning, even though I feel you, all of you, I also feel myself. But I feel you, it's a sign that you are more important to me than myself. This is called love thy friend as yourself. Like yourself is more than yourself. Just as you love yourself right now more than others, now you need to change it.
Is there, besides a sense of responsibility, great pleasure?
Especially there, the pleasure is revealed. All the pleasure is in bestowal and not in reception. All of pleasure, all in all. Yes, Asaf, please. Give him the microphone.
Okay, so hello everyone. We want to inform or tell about a great effort done by our friends that really happened an hour before the lesson in New York and will also take place tomorrow. So yesterday and today there is Congress in New York going on that has to do with the PR of Israel, the way Israel is PR'd around the world, and Odette Spiegler from the New York group and Amit Shalev from the Petah Tikva group, they really worked day and night in order to introduce our project that actually presents Israel, brands Israel around the world. They did something really amazing. We can see now their picture from the event. And I'll read what they say. What they're saying is, first of all, it was a very successful event. We most importantly felt your support, like this gentle wind that let us lean back on the friends. The dynamics was excellent. the whole evening was just to, you know, made for things to happen. Each had 10 minutes to present his idea, and presentation after presentation, we simply understood that people took parts of what we put into our presentation and simply presented it. And when we came up, there was already such a preparation that turned out that together with their presentations, our presentation was almost an hour. So we gave them 3 minutes of video before that, and we got feedback from Rob, and we changed all the video 2 days before the presentation. Afterwards, we showed a very good PowerPoint, and in the end of the evening, from all aspects, what we presented was the most unique and innovating item in the whole event. It was really felt through the eyes of the audience, and later on, with conversations we held with other people, it was really felt, obviously, that all the other things were like posters compared to what we showed. We gave out materials, and people wanted to talk to us tomorrow in order to keep on talking and see how can we work together. And the most important thing is that we feel that after this whole evening, there is a beginning for the solution for the attitude that we're looking toward Israelis and Jews, and we really got from above a key as to how to turn to the way we introduce the people of Israel and Jewish people around the world. And later on, we'll have a Shabbat meal with the New York group. We're thanking you from the bottom of the heart. Everything comes from above. Love you a lot. Oded and Amit.
Yes, Chaim.
Just to mention that the New York group really supported them throughout this whole event, and it's a collective effort of all the friends there. Mutlu from Turkey is asking, after a very successful Congress in Turkey, there are different problems and tensions that pop up, like we learned.
Already? It only ended 2 days ago. Oh, that's very, very strong. Otherwise, it wouldn't be revealed.
How can we, the friends in the New Turkish group, can transcend these problems in order to go forward? And what can the friends do in order to help the rest of the friends?
Workshops. They should commit themselves to talk to each other. To read articles. Whoever hears, hears. It doesn't hear. Workshops. Let them take our workshops, the recorded ones, and start going through them in a pace, in a heavy pace, high pace, a few workshops a day. Yes. Let them ask real quickly. It's in Spanish. Okay.
Los amigos en España van a tener los próximos días una reunión sobre educación integral.
I'm from Spain, and in the upcoming days, there will be a meeting among the people in Spain in order to get the information. They want to reach the 99.
¿Cómo se puede llegar a una sociedad que está teniendo problemas materiales tan importantes, una sociedad que está pensando en comer?
The question is, how is it possible to reach people that have such severe materialistic problems that don't even have money to eat?
I know what's happening in Spain, and this state is spreading. It'll come to bigger dimensions. We need to understand that all the things that are happening in the world are only to advance us to the final correction. That's it. We need, especially upon them, to start working and not wait for it to change. God forbid. It'll only change to the worse, not to the better. Don't wait. And this is how it'll be in all in the world. They didn't believe me that there's a crisis. There will be a crisis and there's a crisis now. There's already nothing to talk about that. Now they're not believing that we need to... then they didn't believe that we have to do some... gathering of storing of foods and some of that, which I talked about years ago. Today it's already yes. I'm always running a little bit forward, but this will happen. We need to understand that only our correction is what will help the world to be corrected and to get along, and we'll connect together. How long did he come for?
I'll be here for 6 months.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. So we'll work with you together and in connection with that group, and we'll talk with them, and we'll hold them up. And for the time being...
Okay, the Tuesday evening Israel time lecture on the 30th of October is 7 p.m. It will take place in the city of Netanya. Everyone's invited. Admission is free. It will be broadcasted live on CAP TV. Have a great day and a great night.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal the connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un caparesca como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.